Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Monday.
It's Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home from Monday. Hope you're doing okay. It's Chris and Scott. Scott not here today. He's at a funeral today. He's back on the show tomorrow. So it's me. Producer Tom is here. Hello, Producer Tom.
Hello.
That mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you're running around in different places to sit in different areas today.
Yeah.
Because Scott's not here. You're going to nick his chair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thought that might happen.
I want to feel cool.
What did you get up to at the weekend? Let us know, 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. I did a lot of sitting down. I did a lot of watching cricket. I started getting into my ancestry. I'm not going to say anything because Stevie might be listening. I think I might be more Scottish than Stevie. So I'll explain that to him when he gets back. I've got one more piece of the missing jigsaw. If anyone's done their family tree, what's it called, genealogy, if anyone's done that, have you uncovered anything that's like, wow, I can't believe it? Because you watch it on Who Do You Think They Are all the time, and they're always related to like the king, or so they're always related. It's never boring. They never get there and go, yeah, no, it's just your nan and granddad, and that's it, really. But it's always like whoever they use, it's always like you're related to, I don't know, Adam and Eve or whatever.
Yeah.
They're always related to somebody.
There's always a big name in there, isn't there?
I wonder if anyone's done the whole family tree thing and gone, yeah, they're Nan and Grand, King of Scotland, Adam and Eve, God. Completed it, mate. I wonder if anyone's done that. All done, finished. Yeah, got right the way back. Incredible. Let us know, 81400. Not that you've gone all the way back, but anyone that cropped up in your family tree that's pretty amazing. I am related to Douglas Jardine, who's an England cricket captain from 1933's Bodyline series. He's like my third cousin.
That's amazing.
I've uncovered some real truths, I tell you. A1400, grab us on the app as well. What are you doing? That Lewis Capaldi, my Scottish friend, is Pointless on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Lewis Capaldi and Pointless on the Big Drive Home for Monday. Hello, Debs. This says, hi, Chris and Tom. Please, can you get Stevie to do full Wimbledon coverage for us? I'd really appreciate hearing him pronounce those names as much as his previous football player names. We will do. He's not in today. He's at he's having a long weekend. He's doing a Friday and a Monday off. Nice four-day weekend, so he's back tomorrow. But it's Sean Moore who can pronounce names, unfortunately. I mean, he's boring. He literally does it properly. He's on the news at 4, so there will be Wimbledon updates. But yeah, when Stevie's back, we might even get the Wimbledon music. And I don't even know what is the Wimbledon music. Do we know?
I didn't even know that there was Wimbledon music.
There's Wimbledon music on the telly that people, I'll find it for you in a minute, but people know that that's the music for Wimbledon. So we'll play that and then he can literally go through every court.
You know, the first one that popped into my head was the cricket music.
Which one? Yeah, that's what I thought it was. And in my head, I was going, what is the Wimbledon music? I'll find it on the internet. It'll be there somewhere. Family trees. I've been doing mine, says Paul in Burnham. Had it where it's related to one of the Crays when we did genealogy. Wow. Danny in Charmo says, I'm apparently part Dutch, according to mine, but I had a mate who had full-on royal heritage. His name was Charles. full-on royal heritage. That's the thing. Unless you start doing your genealogy, you don't know. You could be related to anybody.
Yeah, I've never done it, but I'm curious.
I did it years ago. I mentioned I was related to Douglas Jardine, who's the cricketer. My mum's maiden name's Jardine. I thought that's why I did it, because I wanted to see where I was related to him and how I was related to him. Yeah. He's like a third cousin. He's not direct line. One of my granddads had loads of kids, and one of his descendants then ended up with Douglas Jardine, and mine ended up with my family line. But it does open up so much stuff, and you start going back to Scotland, and then you're like, hang on a minute, we're with the Campbells and the Kirkpatricks and all these like massive history, the Stuarts, stuff you did at school, and you're like, wow. But I will save this for when Stevie's back, but I think I might be more Scottish than Stevie, just saying. It's Radio Essex, Justin Timberlake and Can't Stop the Feeling. Hope you're doing okay. It's Monday, Big Drive Home. Weather looks a bit ropey, but it is the first day of Wimbledon. Talking of Wimbledon, found it. I don't know how we forgot this piece of music, Tom.
I don't know how either.
but it is Wimbledon, and it starts today. And we will get Stevie to do Wimbledon updates, pronouncing every player's name in perfect Stevie words when he returns for the show tomorrow, along with Scott's back on the show tomorrow. But it did get us thinking about Wimbledon. It could be the wettest Wimbledon for 12 years, apparently. Rain is expected on 8 of the 14 days.
Oh.
Nice. Weather experts predict centre court will be hit by a sizzling Spanish plume, though, in the middle weekend. Temperatures hitting 33 degrees. This will be followed by thunderstorms in the next week. Wow. So I was thinking, we're playing this at home, me and the kids, over the weekend because we were bored. But tennis music. So tennis this is music. Wimbledon songs that you could get away with for Wimbledon. I'll give you some examples.
Go on.
Love, because of tennis. Love is all around.
Ooh.
But you can play with it as well. So you could have You Can't Murray Love.
That's good.
That's tennis-y.
That's good.
Umpire State of Mind.
Oh, wow, yeah, see, that is
there
good.
There are a few. I'd like yours. You can use players' names. You can use any tennis words. You can play with the songs like Umpire State of Mind or You Can't Murray Love. But get us your tennis music tunes in. And you can grab us on the app as well. Just a fun way to start a little bit of Wimbledon. And it means I can play that Wimbledon music when we're doing it. So,
Fast Love.
Yeah, that's it. Fast Love. That's very good. David Kushner and Daylight on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex. Tate McRae and She's All I Want to Be. Big Drive Home for Monday. Hello, Chris and Scott. With Scott off today. Tom's still here, so that's good. Stevie off today as well. I mean, we are running. We are handicapped today, aren't we? We're literally half of us.
We're half a drive.
Is Johnny on travel late? I think Johnny will.
Yeah.
Get it up a bit, I think.
Yeah, we can be three-fifths.
We're relying on the travel reader to get the show up a bit. That's a worry. I like hashtag tennis music. That's actually getting some good suggestions in. We came in with suggestions. Wimbledon first day today, so any Wimbledon-related music fits into hashtag tennis music. Love is all around me. Umpire State of Mind we gave you. Hit Me Baby One More Time is a good one. Let It Be.
That's good.
It bees good. Green, Green Grass, obviously. White Lines was in there as well. Blues, One Love. That's clever. Foot Juice, I think, is very, very, very
yes,
good. I like that.
That is good.
Chris, from one Chris to another, says Ball Out Boy, Fall Out Boy. That's clever.
Ooh.
John in Pennsylvania, I Predict a Racket.
That's got to be my favourite.
My favourite so far. Swinging in the Rain, says Claire. Any songs you can fit into, however tenuous you do it. You Can't Murray Love's quite tenuous. Umpire State of Mind, we're playing with the words a little bit. You can do, think of players' names, think of McEnroe. That's pretty much my tennis. Boris Becker. And all the
there's
new
there's
ones.
There's one on the top of, in
Andy
the tip
Murray.
Of my tongue. Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the one.
Nick Kyrgios, he killed the cat.
Oh!
thank you for all the texts on this. Anything by the Plain White Tees is a good shout as well. Right, any of those, 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well and we'll do some more very soon. You can always call us as well. The phone number is 01702. We like phone calls.
We do.
Especially because Scott's not here. We're a voice down. So you can come on and be that extra voice. 01702 45 50 60. Latest on the roads coming up. Back to the hits as well with Niall Horan coming up. It's Radio Essex, David Guetta and Becky Hill. Crazy What Love Can Do. It's 4:15. Monday, it's Chris. Scott back on the show tomorrow. Producer Tom here. Stevie back on the show tomorrow. I think they're away together somewhere.
That's probably
what's happening.
Yeah,
I think it's offshore. That's what's happening.
We weren't invited.
No, yeah, it's a private gig. Maybe I bet they're at Wimbledon together. We'll watch BBC One later and go, why is Stephen Scott at Wimbledon? thank you for all your Wimbledon songs as well. Carl says, hey, McMurray. I don't know if that works. I think you've just shoehorned the word Murray into a song.
I quite like it.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Tom from Cafe 316 says, push pineapple, shake a tree, which rhymes. I can see what you've done. Webby says, how about Ace of Baseline with Ball That She Wants?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Webby.
That's good.
Doubling up. Blur with Ball Girls and Boys. Instead of Dance Monkey, we could have Dance Murray, says another text. Loads on there. Line 3, who's this?
Hello, it's Ryan. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I think I've got a stop. I've only just got in the car, which is great. I think I've got innuendo, whatever you called it.
An innuendo?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, is it a big one?
I think it's good, but... picks to their own.
Go on then, what's your tennis music song?
More is Begging You for Mercy.
It's tenuous. yeah, we'll have that. Thank you, Ryan.
No worries, see you soon. Bye.
It's Lady Gaga. With Ariana Grande, that song could have actually won the tennis music song. I think a song called Rain On Me on day one of Wimbledon, and then you look outside at what it looks like now. I think it was a perfect song.
That would have been brilliant.
I think that was great. We did get some more on the text, just to wrap it up. Running up that Hemman Hill, that's very good. I fought the lawn, and the lawn won. That's very good as well. Volley, 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 oi, oi, oi. That's very different. And Sazzle said, long shot, Kelly Clarkson. Some more tennis songs. Thank you very much for those. I think we leave it there. But we will, as I said, when Stevie's returning tomorrow, make sure that we have all of the tennis players' names pronounced exactly how they're supposed to be in only the way Stevie can do that.
We should get people to send in what names they want Stevie to pronounce.
Oh, that's good. Can we get a sound effect of somebody hitting a tennis ball at Wimbledon with the crowd going, yeah. And also get one where they hit it and they go, woo. And then that can be the yes, you've pronounced it correct and you haven't pronounced it correct.
That's
can we
brilliant,
do that?
Yeah.
So like a doosh, I think that'd be perfect. Wimbledon continues. We mentioned earlier, 12 years. It's going to be the wettest Wimbledon for 12 years. Expected on 8 of the 14 days we have rain. But with a 33-degree heat wave in the middle of it, it will be a typical British Wimbledon, and it's taking place right now. News and travel on the way next.
Let's go! This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Thank you, Sean, and let's get you back to the hits then on your drive home for Monday. Harry Styles on the way, new tune from Jazzy as well. First, Anne-Marie.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Harry Styles, as it was. Zayn coming back to the music industry as well, another One Directioner. Just signed a record deal with Mercury Records in America and Island Records in the UK. And is set to release his first single in nearly 2 years this summer. I don't know why. I'm really excited about that. I'm not a massive One Direction. I'm not like Connor.
Yeah.
But I like Zayn a lot.
He's not done anything for ages, it feels like.
We played Pillow Talk on the show last week, didn't we, and Scott? Because we were talking about this was a rumour. But it's been confirmed, new Zayn music this summer. He's wiped his social media, as we mentioned last week, and all his social media accounts are blank and sharing a snippet of the new track online. It's now been revealed that he's signed to a new label after departing from RCA, and the label has said that he's got new music coming out in the summer. Have we got a clip of that? Or can we can get a clip of that?
I reckon I could get a clip.
I'll find it after Jazzy. There is a clip of Zayn music. I think that could be awesome. Right, 8 minutes after 4, big drive home. I don't know what's happened to summertime. I think Wimbledon happened to summertime, but it should pick up this week. It's supposed to be really hot by Friday. Jazzy, new music. This is called Giving Me. Radio Essex, Zayn and Sia with Dusk Till Dawn. 60 minutes after 4, it's the big drive home. We just on Zayn's Insta now, because apparently there's a clip of his music, which I want to hear, because I think him coming back this summer is going to be amazing. Here we go. If I can hear it from here. That one. Yeah.
Sounds cool.
It sounds big already.
A lot of birds.
I love this. It's got a filter on there, hasn't he, to make so you don't hear what it sounds like. Yeah. So in the summer, new music from Zayn, we will be all over that, definitely. Right, it's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home. Scott back on the show tomorrow. What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen a fan do at a concert?
Ooh.
I've seen a jumper on stage, I've seen that happen. And I've seen with an Enrique gig that I was dragged along to by Karen. Because Enrico always did that thing where he got somebody on stage and they dance with him.
Yeah.
And then it was a bit weird. And then she'd just go back to her boyfriend, and it just all looked a bit awkward. Taylor Swift, She's just done a gig. She's got a fan that's been dubbed an instant icon. She turned up to the concert with a fluffy blanket over her head because she called in sick to work to attend the gig. So the fan was dubbed an instant icon by other Swifties for this viral interview. She joined thousands of other Swift fans camped out in Cincinnati where the singer was performing. She'd driven 100 miles from Louisiana to join fans who had been camped out since 2 a.m. and to not be recognised for taking time off work. She wore a fluffy blanket over her head. I've got a clip
there
of this.
There are two Swifties here who shall remain anonymous who called in sick to work. So, can you tell me what Taylor Swift means to you? She must mean a lot to you.
That is very true. I almost named my daughter's middle name Taylor, so.
Sweet, I love it. And we're going to cross our fingers that work doesn't find out, right?
No, they're not. We're good.
Your secret's safe with me. Yeah. I think it's safe with everyone else here.
I mean, if you look at YouTube and see that video, it's literally just talking to a woman who's hidden underneath a blanket. It's genius. Right, 18 minutes after 4, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. We're here till 6. Me and Tom looking after things today. Rudimental and Charlotte Plant coming up. Dancing is Healing next on After We Update Travel. Next. It's Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa and One Kiss. 4:30, big drive home. Hello, it's Chris and Scott's show. Just me today. Scott back tomorrow. And Tom on the production bit.
Yeah.
Pressing the buttons and
the other bit.
Finding all the stuff on Google, basically. Where did you go on holiday as a kid? Because there's this nostalgia thing going on at the moment, talking about the fact millions of us are trying to recreate childhood memories. Because actually, apart from today, we're getting some nice weather in the UK. So people are like, actually, we should just go away here.
Yeah.
And try to recreate childhood memories with a fifth of families this year taking on a staycation. So they're going to go to the same place that their mums and dads took them to when they were kids. So Cornwall is up in top, Lake District, Wales, London, probably Southend, probably Clacton.
Yeah.
Devon is in there, the South Coast, the Highlands, York. I love York. York's one of my favourite places in the UK to go. Norfolk Broads, Edinburgh's in there as well. I just, thinking back to like growing up as a kid, we used to go to Tenby a lot in Wales. I don't feel the need to go there now.
No.
As an adult. I don't think they do all-inclusive either in Tempe.
I reckon.
But 15 quid. but we used to go like caravan. See, the caravan thing's weird because I've said this to Karen before. When we used to go to a park dean down in Torquay. And when you're in the caravan site, you could be anywhere in the UK.
You literally could.
Like Essex.
Yeah.
Which isn't as far. So you could just drive to Essex. Once you're, because like Hopton's really cool, which is a bit further up, but all of those places are so samey that I don't see the point of doing like a 4-hour drive down to Torquay to go to a caravan site that's identical to the one just outside Chelmsford.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Think once you're in there, whether you're in Essex or not, you're still, it's still a holiday, isn't it? There's still, yes, Guinness. There's still random entertainment. There's still a caravan. There's still a swimming pool and the bar and everything. So it kind of, yeah, I think I do like Hopton though. And actually, I think as kids, talking to my kids, they're older now, but when they were, you know, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, I remember we did Caribbean one year and we did Hopton and they preferred Hopton because it was more, for them, there's more to do. I'm thinking, I've just wasted a lot of money.
Yeah.
We could have just found a caravan and parked it on the side of the A127. They would have loved that. But instead we went to the Caribbean, but they preferred Hopton. But there is more to do for
there
the kids.
Is.
But if you were looking at millions of people trying to recreate childhood memories, where would that be for you? Where would you be going on your favourite holiday this year if you were doing what your mum and dad did when you were a kid? Where would that be? Use the app as well while you're doing that. Let's go on Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer. Jax Jones, Callum Scott and Whistle. Chris and Scott's big drive home for Monday. Talking about holidays and where you would take your holidays if you were doing it the same as your mum and dad did when you were younger. Because now there's a lot more sort of all-inclusive trips abroad, going off to, I don't know, Spain and the Caribbean, and there's, you know, New York and all those type of holidays. But when we were young, we generally sort of stayed around the area, didn't we? You just said you went to Camber Sands.
Yeah, I used to go to Camber Sands loads.
Yeah, we did, in Hastings.
It was great.
It's not actually that far away. We lived in Eastbourne. That's literally like going on holiday to Chelmsford. But it works. Vicky says, in Chapel St Mary, as a child, we went camping with other members of our extended family to Cornwall. Later, when I was a teenager, we stayed at Burston Hotel in Folkestone, and it had a nightclub in the basement. And an indoor pool as well. We loved it. So many memories. That's the thing. It's just having like an indoor pool, a shop. I remember when we went to Hopton, Karen was like, what's it like? She hadn't really done those type of holidays. And I went, it's got a spa. And she went, it's got a spa. That sounds good. And I went, oh, when I say spa, I'm talking about the co-op type spa. not the type of spa where you can get a massage. Yeah, you can go in there and ask for a massage if you want, but they probably won't be able to help you. Ellie in Clacton says, for me, it would be Butlins. I loved going there as a kid. We just booked to take the kids next year and they can't wait. We also used to go to local holiday camps in our town just for the day. And the kids feel like they're on holiday without the travelling. But you do, because kids, when they're there, it's a swimming pool.
Yeah.
It's a swimming pool and a play area. Mum and dad are in the bar getting some Sunday dinner and a Guinness or whatever. And the kids are playing. It feels like a holiday.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
But it's in your own area. What else do we have? Stuart says Potter's at Hopton. And now that's all inclusive. Isn't Potter's the one where you can't take kids? Potter's is next to the Hopton one that I go to with the kids. I think Potter's is the posh one next door.
Is it?
I'm sure it is. Yeah, it's literally next door. But I don't think it's not kid friendly. I don't think you can take kids there. Well, not my kids anyway. Maybe it was just my kids. They went, no, sorry, you can go. Go to Hopton, they got a spa. And then we were like, oh, right, we go there. Brilliant. Right, it's 20 to 5. Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home for Monday. Where would you go if you went back to where you went as a kid? Let us know. We'll do some of those in a second. An update travel next. Sigala, David Guetta, Sam Ryder, and Living Without You. It's 10 to 5. It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home for Monday. Talking about holidays you went to as a kid. Marie, who's a first-time texter. Marie, you need one of these.
Chris and Scott, first-time texter. For the first
time. Thank you, Marie. Thanks for listening. She says, OMG, we did Bursting in Folkestone. You just mentioned it on your show. We used to do it every year, and the themed weekends there were incredible. Cowboys and Indians, 60s. It was so much fun. And me as a kid and a whole extended family, 40-plus of us used to go. I actually took everyone back there for my 30th a few years ago. Hired the downstairs old nightclub room for a fancy dress theme. Was the best. Seeing my kids enjoy it all too. Thanks, Marie. I love it when people talk about something that you used to do. So you hear somebody else talking about something that you used to do. Like we were chatting off air and you went Camber Sands. I was like, oh my God, I used to go to Camber Sands. It's really cool. Julie from Canoodon says, Potter's at Hopton is very child-friendly. I said it wasn't. I didn't say it wasn't. I said they didn't have kids there. I think when we tried to go there, Julia, they were doing an adult. It was like an adult's week.
Yeah.
It was not a child week. So I think that's why we couldn't get in. Absolutely everything's now included. It's amazing, says Julie. Trev, what you got for us, Trev?
Hello, fellas. Trev here. Holidays when I was a kid, we were quite poor. But my mum had a mate who was quite rich and she lived in Cornwall. So whenever she went on holiday, she would let us use her house for a holiday place. And they had like a telephone wire going from the roof down to the garden. And me and my brother found old handlebars off of a bike and we used them upside down and used it as a flying fox.
Wow.
Yeah, we never went there again.
Well, I don't imagine that ended well. Thank you, Trev. 4:52, news and travel on the way after Nathan Dore, Joel Corry, his 0800. Radio Essex, Nathan Dore, Joel Corry, 0800 Heaven, Big Drive Home for Monday. Right, coming up, Title Fight, as we move on to another letter. It's not called the Title Fight, it's called the A to Z of Music. I just can't accept the fact that Title Fight is gone. That's on the way after 5, Braintree A120 at Galley's Corner. Usual clues, cues. Taking around 10 minutes to get through there. Full travel update and news on the way.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it
out! This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
I don't really understand tennis, but if you're queuing for 7 hours to get in, surely the match will be finished by the time you got there. I don't get it. It's not like a test series in the cricket. Turn it up louder. Yeah.
Radio Essex.
And it's always going to rain. No one can be surprised about that. That's as sure as Elon Musk will break Twitter. That's a given at Wimbledon. Miley Cyrus getting us underway, just gone 5 o'clock. This is Jaded. It's Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, and remind me, weather set to stay dry tonight, down to 11. Tomorrow morning starting off a bit cloudy, but some sunshine by the afternoons. 18 degrees tomorrow's high, and it's just getting hotter up to the end of the week. I reckon 29 degrees at Essex on Friday. Back to summertime. Right, this is Chris on till 6 tonight. Joe Kinch coming up from 6 this week. He has Hannah Lang in conversation. I love this new tune from Hannah. Good love, and she'll be on Joe's show. We'll talk to him in about 15, 20 minutes. It's Radio Essex. Doja Cat, Cesar, and Kiss Me More. Big drive home. Monday, 16 minutes after 5. Thank you so much for having us on. Let's go to the phones. What are you up to right now?
I'm just chilling.
What have you done today?
School.
Oh, what lessons?
Pretty much English, math, PE.
English, maths, and PE. That's not the worst day in the world.
I mean, I had doubles because of the year I'm in, so...
Let me give you a maths question, right?
Oh, God. Okay.
Right, 10 plus... 10, yeah. 10 times 0.
Okay.
Plus 2.
10 plus... So that's what? That's like... 10 plus... 10 times... 13? No. 12? 11? Nope.
12 is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Because you always start with the multiples. You always start by the multiplying. Well, 10 times 0 is 0. So you're only looking at 10 plus 2. Educational. Yeah. We've always said the show's educational.
We are educational.
We are educational. listen, good to talk, mate, and we'll speak to you soon. Yeah.
Brilliant, have a good night.
Take care, bub. Kylie and Padam, 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 Padam. Is it Padam or Padam?
Padam.
Padam. It's a heartbeat, isn't it?
It's another song
about how heartbeats sound.
There's a lot of them.
Hers goes Padam, Padam. Joel Corey's goes... It's 5:24. It's Chris and Scott's big drive home for Monday. Scott back on the show tomorrow. And we need somebody to end the show for Monday in the style of... It's got to be Wimbledon. I think you can do it in a Wimbledon style. You can either be the umpire with a love 15 Monday completed it, mate. You could do that in a nice posh Wimbledon umpire voice. You could be a player. You could be the John McEnroe of Monday completed it, mate. You cannot be Siri. You could do that if you want to do that. You can maybe make a grunt of somebody's. No, don't do the grunting. I don't want. I think we'll be bored of grunting within about 3 days. Don't do grunting. What was your skipper?
You can do it.
Yeah, well, the grunt. That's the grunt, isn't it? Harry's watching it yesterday. I went into the lounge and I couldn't see what he's watching. I went, mate, what are you watching? He was, oh, it's the women tennis at Eastbourne. I was like, oh, right, thank God for that. I was really confused. I was in the kitchen. I was like, what on earth are you watching? It was the tennis, obviously. Or he quickly changed the channel and got quick thing. And he went, tennis. I'm sorry, Harry, if you're listening. It must be awful if your dad does this for a living. Anyway, back to the plot. If you want to end the show, maybe we can do that soon. Get your endings in on a Monday completed, mate, with some relation to tennis. That would be perfect, and we'll do a load of those. Just before 6 o'clock, we'll have the winning one. A to Z of music coming up next as well. We were looking, and what it should be is the letter Q. We're having a little debrief in the studio on the letter Q. I'm not sure if we can fill this in for a week. It's like one artist that's going to win outright. But we'll have a chat with you about it and find out what we want to do after this. Ed Sheeran and Celestial will do Monday's A to Z of music next. 5:26, big drive home. It's Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran and Celestial. It is 5:30. Looking for your end of the shows. If you want to do it in the style of a Wimbledon person, it could be the umpire, it could be a player, it could be somebody in the crowd, but something Wimbledon related with the words Monday completed in May. And you'll be in.
Now, the A to Z of music.
While you're doing that, let's get the A to Z of music on. It should be the letter Q. And we'll be looking for two solo artists today with the letter Q. We've decided, me and Tom have made executive decisions. This isn't going to work.
It's not going to work.
Because whoever you think, let's just play this out. Today we'll go Queen Latifah, Quincy Jones. So either of those win, that's fine. Queen Latifah win. Tomorrow we've got to find two dance acts or hip hop acts beginning with Q. We'd probably get Q-Tip.
Q-Tip
would win. What's going to happen on Thursday is whoever's in there, Queen are just going to win.
Yes.
So whoever, Queen against Q-Tip, they win. Queen Latifah win. Quavo win.
Yeah.
Quincy Jones, Queens of the Stone Age, Queen will win outright. So rather that we can save a week of all of our lives and just go, well done, Queen. You are the letter Q. You're the winner. Well done, Queen. So Queen will go forward into the A to Z of music for the letter Q, which means we can move on to R, and being a Monday.
Monday. Solo singers.
We can have solo singers beginning with the letter R. You can get those in for us. It's the first name, obviously, like Robert Plant would work. It's the first name, not the last name. So pop stars, solo artists beginning with the letter R is what we're looking for on today's A to Z of music. Let us know your best and we'll pick two of the most popular in about 5 minutes. It's Radio Essex, the 1975 at Old Caroline, 534. Getting a couple of texts about an accident. Adele, not the singer, says, hi guys, just a heads up, accident A127 south end bound. It's just before Progress Road. No cars can pass at the moment. Traffic building. No emergency services are on the scene yet, but I'm sure they're on the way. So that is the A127 south end bound, just before Progress Road. No cars passing. Traffic is building and emergency services en route, but not quite there yet. So if you're stuck in the jam on the way up there, make sure there's space for the emergency vehicles to go through. They're on the way and we'll keep an eye on that for you as well. Becky Hill and Side Effects with Lewis Thompson on the big drive home for Monday. Problems on the A127, couple of reports on this. Haven't had anything confirmed by the highways agencies yet, but we can see there's problems on the 127. It's south end bound just before Progress Road. It looks like it's blocked at the moment with emergency services on the scene. If you can give us an update on that, it'd be great. Usual text and the app if it's safe to do so, or you're a passenger, would be good to know. Thank you very much to Adele, who's already got involved on that. We are looking for artists beginning with R. A couple of people said Rick Astley, but he hasn't got back to me yet about the other thing, so not happening.
Mate Rick.
If Rick had got back to me, he possibly could have entered the A to Z of music, but his name begins with R, so it would have worked.
Yeah.
But he's friendly when he's selling something.
Hey, Chris, it's Rick Astley here. I'm just letting you know that I've got a new single.
Have you? Yeah. Well, you didn't ask how the kids were. How's Karen?
You're not talking.
I find it a bit rude.
Hey, Chris, it's Rick Astley here. I'm just letting you know that I've got a new single called Dip in My Feet, which...
All right, cool.
It's not said.
That's what I would have wanted, to go for a beer or something, but he went straight for the single. I've said, if he comes on the show and plays the Chip Shop game, I'll get the single on.
Yeah.
It's a fair, rather than just playing it because you've got a new song out, I'll play it. Play the Chip Shop game with me and Scott, I'll play your tune. It's like a payment, almost. I think that's illegal, so let's not word it like that. It's just a nice, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Give and take.
And he didn't get enough votes, because otherwise we would have had to put him in, otherwise that wouldn't have been fair. These are the two artists beginning with R that did get through on the A to Z of music. Robbie Williams. If you want to hear Robbie Williams on the A to Z of music representing the letter R, you need to put the word Robbie in your message box, please. But you can grab us on the app as well if you want it to be Robbie or Wimbledon. Umbrella off of Rihanna. If you want Rihanna to be into the A to Z of music representing solo artists beginning with R, then all you need to do is put the word Rihanna in your message box, however you want to spell it. I think it's an R-I with a H following, isn't it, Rihanna?
Yes, it is, yeah.
But you don't have to spell it properly. Just make sure it doesn't look like Robbie. Then it'll work. Robbie or Rihanna, you choose. It's Radio Essex with RD, Cat Burns, and Home for My Heart. It's Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home. Scott back on the show tomorrow. He's been at a funeral today, so me and Tom have looked after things, along with Johnny. Stevie's off today. So, I mean, it's literally falling.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
You're here still.
I was like, what? When you was like, Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home.
It's Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home.
You still put his mic up. Like, I thought he was just sat there.
His microphone's on.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it? I don't need that on. He's not here.
So all those times you didn't put it up when he was sat there.
Yeah.
And then he's not sat there.
I've put it up. It's only because I don't really know what number mic Tom's on. I don't really know. I never know. But when we're all in here, they all go up. So I don't need to know.
Yeah.
But it's only when one of you's not here, I'm like, I don't know what microphone that is. Anyway,
I thought we was just like he was here in spirit or something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to here our heads. On spirits, which is what he's going on. So, yeah, that's good. So he's back tomorrow along with Stevie. You're on tonight as normal.
I am.
Any guests on tonight?
No.
But you have got some big names this week.
Yeah, I got Hannah Langan on Wednesday.
She's incredible.
She is, yeah.
Voice is insane.
She's a really, really good DJ.
Where did you see her live?
No, I want to see her live.
Oh, you want to see her live?
Yeah.
What, does she DJ?
Yeah.
Well, like the weather and travel and stuff.
Can't well, we could do it for today then, couldn't we?
Yeah. She's that DJ.
Yeah. She went from
Boots and Cats.
She went
Boots
from being a dental nurse to gigging with Idris Elba. In fact, she's doing both at the same time.
Of course she did. We talked about that on the show.
Yeah.
Who's seen Hijack with Idris Elba on Apple TV?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh,
I keep seeing, because I've been on Ted Lasso, because you made me watch that.
When that's finished, jump onto Hijack. Anybody's got Apple TV, even get the 3-month free trial. Hijack with Idris Elba is one of the best things I've seen on the telly. It's only two episodes in, and next one drops on Tuesday. Better so it's than, a bit like Ted. You can't binge it.
Better than Turn Up Charlie.
I think so. I think
controversial.
So. Yeah, I think so. It's really good. Check it out. Anyway, your show's coming up. Hannah Lane on the show. When's that going to be?
Wednesday.
Tonight, usual stuff, hot
yep.
7,
yep.
6 o'clock travel.
Me trying not to lose my voice.
What's the matter with your voice?
I went to Pride the weekend and shouting like mental, so.
We were surprised to see you.
It's like
you
being,
got back into
being at a football game on the weekend, and then it's like coming back in here and trying to do a 4-hour show. So
is it a lot of shouting and cheering?
It was a lot of shouting and cheering, yeah.
And you reckon, how long do you reckon your voice will last tonight? Do you reckon
we'll try and get to eight.
Right, the winner on the A to Z tonight, was it Rihanna or was it Robbie Williams? What do you think?
I would have gone Riri.
Oh, you would have got that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie Williams representing solo artists beginning with the letter R. Please don't forget, the end of the show is Wimbledon related. Please do not get confused when you hear it coming up next.
Monday. Completed it. Mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.